USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's former Republican Governor Chris Christie is said to lead the list of those being considered for the White House Chief of Staff job to succeed John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year. Axios is reporting that Christie was in D.C. this week and met with President Trump to discuss the opportunity. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen saying President Trump directed him to make hush money payments to two women in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election. He speaks on an ABC Good Morning America interview.
You have to remember at what point in time that this matter came about, 2 weeks or so before the election, post the Billy Bush comments. So yes, he was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
This is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddled up sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
China temporarily cutting its 25% tariff on American-made vehicles and auto parts. The Chinese Finance Ministry announcing a few hours ago it's suspending the tariffs for at least 90 days, beginning the 1st of January, also saying it hopes the U.S. and China can speed up negotiations to remove all tariffs on each other's products. Multiple investigations looking into some bomb threats, which were received yesterday by organizations and businesses across the nation. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada.
A study in the British Medical Journal says Christmas is the most likely time of the year to suffer a heart attack. The study says it spikes during the holidays, peaking at 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An outgoing U.S. Senate Democrat giving her farewell speech on the Senate floor yesterday, and Claire McCaskill said the chamber is broken and should do some self-examination.
The United States Senate is no longer the world's greatest deliberative body, and everybody needs to quit saying it until we recover from this period of polarization and the fear of the political consequences of tough votes.
A frequent Republican critic of President Trump also saying goodbye to the Senate and Washington yesterday. That story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
In his final speech on the Senate floor, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake warned that the threats to America's democracy are real.
This is not a normal time, and that the threats to our democracy from within and without are real. And none of us can say with confidence how the situation that we now find ourselves in will turn out.
Flake says, though, he will always cherish his time in the Senate.
I leave here grateful and optimistic. I will always treasure the friendships that began here and the kindnesses shown to me and my family by all of you, my colleagues.
And today's the 6th anniversary of the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, where 20 children and 6 adults were killed. Several Newtown houses of worship are open today for personal reflection about the horrific attack by Adam Lanza, who ended up killing himself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.